Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel on the entire internet. Thanks for watching. First on the docket, one word to explain Ghislaine Maxwell's renewed motion for bond. Second, someone's always looking to ruin Christmas Day. Third, Lori Loughlin, free at last. Fourth, man in unprovoked attack has been arrested in New York. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk. My name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. Now, if you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button, hit that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. And as always, leave me a comment below about what we discussed today. First off, I hope that everyone had a wonderful Christmas day, and hopefully we're all going to have a much better New Year's. First on the docket, one word to explain Ghislaine Maxwell's renewed motion for bond. That's right, denied. Denied is the word of the day. As we discussed over the last couple of weeks, Ghislaine Maxwell, through her attorneys, tried to put together this big $20+ million bond package to say why she is not a flight risk and why she should be given a bond. Well, like I explained over the last several weeks, once bond has been set, it has been set. You do not get to revisit bond unless there's some significant and substantial change in circumstances, particularly regarding the case. For example, if you're charged with a serious crime and they dismiss the most serious count, you could then say, judge, change in circumstances. The district attorney or the United States attorney has dismissed the more serious account, therefore, we should be allowed to readdress bond. Most district attorneys, United States attorneys, and judges would agree. But the mere passage of time, which is, well, judge, we've really been in here a long time, or we've come up with a package to show that we're not a flight risk or a danger to the community, is simply not enough. And the court's order reflects that. There's nothing that has changed that would change the initial findings of the court that would change their mind to allow Ghislaine Maxwell to go home and be on bond pending her trial. Now, we've explained this before, and I'm gonna say it again, all right? When you are charged with a criminal case, you have defenses. I didn't do it. I wasn't there. It simply wasn't me, right? A defense or an affirmative defense. I did it, but I was excused under the law. Those are defenses. Then you have mitigation. Well, the person that was also involved was very manipulative, and I was manipulated as well. I had a very poor childhood. I didn't get a good education. Anything that may change the district attorney to grant a little bit of sympathy is considered mitigation, all right? And then you have leverage, all right? Now, Ghislaine Maxwell has said, I'm not guilty. I did not commit the crimes to which you allege, so let's go to trial. The defense is simply, didn't do it, wasn't me. If those don't work out so well, you gotta analyze it, and I'm sure she's analyzed it. I'm sure her attorneys have analyzed it. Then what do you have? Leverage. Leverage is being able to give something in exchange to help your position. It would seem as though, and although we're not close to trial just yet, because Ms. Ghislaine Maxwell's trial is not set until July. But now is the time in the new year that Ghislaine Maxwell may want to start using some leverage. If she in fact knew about the allegations, what was taking place, and that these powerful people that were hanging out with her former boss, that guy named Jeff, then perhaps she could have some bargaining chips if she's willing to testify against those other people. But what does that do? It also takes away her leverage as it relates to her own defenses, her defense and mitigation. So she'll have to think about that. If she's going to come on to Team USA, now is probably the time to do it. and she better do it rather quickly. But then she's all in. And usually, depending on the information that she would provide in the form of a proffer statement to the government, although that statement could not be used against her if negotiations broke down, guess what? It could be used against her if she were to present information, usually testimony at trial. But I've seen some proffer agreements where even if your own attorney presents a theory of the case or presents testimony that's contradictory to what's in your proffer statement, that that could be used against you. Either way, Ghislaine, you're not going anywhere unless you're going to be on Team USA. Not telling you how to do your case, but somebody needs to go have a serious conversation with her to see whether she wants to spend a little time in prison or the rest of her adult life. Next on the docket. That's right. Somebody always has to ruin Christmas. Why is it somebody always does something stupid or terrible or horrific on Christmas Day? And there were so many stories over Christmas Day where people were, in fact, the victims of killings. We could go on and on, but simply we're not going to go there. But for obvious reasons, we are going to talk about the case in Nashville, Tennessee, where the RV exploded. And it's now said that a gentleman by the name of Anthony Quinn Warner, who is a 63-year-old self-employed IT worker, apparently gave his house away a month before this bombing. And now he's obviously deceased because he was in the RV. Only three people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The police who responded on the scene can only be described with one word, and that's hero. For them to go about and quickly get people out of the area is probably one of the reasons why no one was there. And thank goodness it wasn't on a crowded, busy day when those restaurants were open. There would have been casualties. But my issue with these individuals that think they have to take themselves out, but yet they have to go hurt somebody else or damage somebody else's property. I don't get it. I'll never understand it. I've had clients over the years that when faced with everything, decide that they can no longer take it. I had one situation where the client actually was involved in a hostage situation with his son. And guess what? It turned out terribly. I was at the scene trying to talk with him. The police moved in and let's just say it went very poorly. But I'll never understand it. It never makes any sense to me. If you want to harm yourself, go do it. But don't go harming anyone else or damaging someone else's property. It makes no sense. Just another senseless act of violence. One thing about the case from Nashville over the weekend, it truly shows that people that you think are pretty vanilla, don't have a whole lot going on in their life, are living a separate life and have issues going on. Now, please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched, and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report that's going to give you this person's social media information. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship, you're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So please go to crimetalksearch.com. You'll be glad you did. Who knows? You could possibly even save a life. Next on the docket, Lori Loughlin, free at last. I know lots of you have been very concerned about Miss Lori Loughlin, whereas a lot of people have also thought, wow, 60 days for committing a crime involving some $500,000 in wire fraud? I know I was a little outraged by a 60-day sentence since I've had clients that have, you know, been convicted of stealing that much money and getting years in prison, and she gets 60 days. She also has to pay her fine of $150,000, which actually she's already paid, as well as her 150 hours of community service, which she needs to get done. Now, her husband is still in prison, and he has a 5-month sentence and has a $250,000 fine with 250 hours. So when old Giannulli gets out of custody, he'll have to do some of those community service hours, and that'll take a little bit of time. Needless to say, Ms. Laughlin is apparently home safe. I'm sure she's probably enjoying the pleasures of her own room on a comfortable bed and being able to bathe privately by herself in her own bathtub. She got off easy. She truly, truly did, probably because of, well, who she is and how much money she has, bottom line. Needless to say, I don't think that Ms. Laughlin or her husband will be committing any more wire fraud anytime soon. I think they're going to be walking the straight and narrow, and it may be a little tougher to get work given the fact that she now has a felony conviction. Next on the docket, Christopher Guzman, 28, has been charged with assault by the New York Police Department. He was arrested and charged with hitting a woman with a brick as she walked down the street on Christmas Eve. The attack appears to be completely random and unprovoked. Lisa Kavanaugh is going to be okay. She is also a member of Governor Cuomo's staff. Maybe that helped in the quick response from the police, but hopefully they did it because this was a violent act. We've talked about it. Violent acts need to take priority. And in this particular case, obviously one of the questions the police need to ask is, maybe if there's some grudge between these two, but it appears as though they don't know each other at all, why then should we not send somebody who's going to randomly attack somebody with a brick, a deadly weapon, not go to prison for an extended period of time? That's the question that the police need to ask. If there's no good explanation as to why, then the only explanation is, why should they not be receiving the maximum penalty? Now, obviously, we'll give Mr. Guzman the presumption of innocence, but the police are pretty confident since the video shows him attacking Ms. Kavanaugh. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. And our dumb criminal contestant of the day will have to wait just one quick moment until we announce the winner from last week. Now, this was a tough competition, and the tough competition came between Tyler Bartley, who thought it was okay to give away meth, and it's not really a crime if you didn't charge any money for it. Completely wrong under the law. If you distribute controlled substances, it's distribution, even if you don't get any remuneration in exchange. And then we had our anonymous brick thrower, who threw the brick only to strike him in a place that could hurt a guy pretty severely. Frankly, it could hurt anybody, but I'm sure it didn't feel well for this guy. Needless to say, we counted the votes, we checked them twice, and the winner is our anonymous brick thrower. Take a look at his actions. Well, hopefully he'll be identified so that we can send him a Crime Talk mug. Now, a lot of people wanted their Crime Talk merchandise to include Crime Talk mugs through the holidays, and they were able to do that without becoming a dumb criminal contestant of the day. If you would like your own Crime Talk merchandise, hit the link below. Teespring will be right there, and bam, you will have your gear in no time. All right, our new contestant for this week, for our dumb criminal contestant of the day, is Renee Whitten. Now you may ask, what did Renee do to get herself in trouble? Well, apparently she was pulled over on Christmas Day, and when the police officer ran her information, discovered that there was in fact a warrant for her arrest. The officer said, I have to arrest you because you have a warrant for an outstanding probation violation. Ms. Whitten's response was, no, it's Christmas. Whereupon she ran from her vehicle. She was quickly apprehended, and guess what? It's never just the probation revocation matter, right? No. When Ms. Whitten was arrested and booked in, what did they find on her person? That's right, controlled substances. In this particular case, methamphetamines And she was also charged with resisting arrest. She was going to be arrested. There's always the easy way and the hard way. And everybody always picks the hard way. So now Ms. Whidden not only has the two new charges, she still has to deal with the probation revocation had she simply gone willingly with the police officer. So Ms. Whidden, congratulations. You are this week's first dumb criminal contestant of the day. All right. I want to thank everybody for watching. Wish everyone a happy new year. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas as well. Please do not forget to join us tomorrow night. It is our Tuesday night live. And immediately after we do the Tuesday night live, we will do our Patreon show for all our Patreon members as well. And it's going to be a good time. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow on Crime Talk.